You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know in the natural world you don't get to choose your family? You get to choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. I mean, that's true tonight in the body of Christ. You didn't get to choose who gets to be here tonight. God brought you here by the Spirit of God. Look at your neighbor and say, hello, family. Praise the Lord. I mean, if you're part of a family, then everybody in the family has a responsibility. That was weak. If you're part of a family, everybody in the family has a responsibility. Come on, somebody's got to do the chores. Somebody's got to take the trash out. And somebody's got to do the dishes. And somebody's got to mow the lawn. And somebody got to make the bed. Somebody ought to help me. There's responsibilities to each other in a family. If you don't do your part, then everybody else got to pick up your slack. I didn't come here for this tonight, Pastor. That's all I got. That's what you're getting. Praise the Lord. Every description that the Word of God uses to describe His people requires one thing: engagement on your part. That's why you got to learn to get up and do something. Get up and be a follower of Christ. It requires engagement. It requires action on your part. Praise the Lord. James 2:14, this was our text on Sunday. James 2:14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Praise the Lord. I'm going to look at your name and say, get up. Follow Jesus. Do something. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for this word. I thank you for the Holy Ghost in the house to break the yoke of every bondage, to break every chain, God, to set our feet on the path of righteousness. Lord, I thank you, God, for the purposes of heaven, God, being revealed to your people tonight. I thank you for divine intervention for those that are hurting. Lord, I thank you, God, for the assignment that you've given us tonight for our lives. Lord, that we will engage it, receive it, and walk in it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I declare that 2018 will be the most incredible year of all of our lives. We give you all the glory and praise for it. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Have you ever heard this thing called the bystander effect? Anybody? The bystander effect. The bystander effect is a result of a study that took place from an event that happened in New York City in 1964. There was a woman named Kitty Cervais. She was stabbed 30 times in an alley in New York City while 38 people stood by and watched her die. Not one person lifted a finger to do anything to help her. Not only were there 38 people standing on the street as she was bloodied up and killed with a knife, there were many more looking out of apartment windows watching and not saying a word. Eventually, she drug herself to the threshold of a government project home trying to find somebody to help her, and she died in the doorway. Psychologists were blown away by this. They didn't understand how that could happen. A couple of professors got together at Princeton, and they decided to do a study on this when this case went to court. They were just taken aback by the amount of people that witnessed all this happening, and nobody wouldn't do anything. And they did a study that lasted almost 2 years, where they sociologically and psychologically watched people to understand how the bystander effect worked. And during their research, what they would do is they would set up a room, like a waiting room, like in a doctor's office, and they would put maybe three or four people in there, and they would be sitting in the waiting room, and then all of a sudden, smoke would come flying out underneath of a closet door. And what they realized, if there was maybe three people in there or five people in there, that somebody would get up and say something. Or they would get out of the room and say, we better get out of here, this ain't right. Then they would take that same room and they would put 30 people in there, and smoke would come out of the door. And what they realized is that the more people that were in there, the less people did anything. 30 people would sit in the room, smoke would come out, nobody would say something. And because nobody said something, everybody else in the room just thought it was normal and nobody wanted to be the first person to speak up. So they all sat in a room filling up with smoke and nobody did nothing. The professors at Princeton University called this the bystander effect. The result was, is the more people that were present, the less people acted to do anything. That's a picture of some of our churches today. We just congregate and do nothing. The definition of a bystander is someone who is present but not participating. Someone who is present but not participating. Another translation in James 2:17 says this: faith without corresponding action is worthless. Faith without corresponding action is worthless. In other words, if there's no engagement to what you believe, then there's no value to what you believe. If you believe in Jesus, but you ain't living Jesus, there's no value to it, because you can believe. How many know you can believe something and not have it manifesting in your life? I believe in the moon, but I ain't going to never get there until I get on a rocket ship and go. Come on now, amen? How many know at Truth Church, we talk about grace, because I believe in grace. I believe grace is the heart of God for all of his people. And we believe everything in the kingdom of God comes to us by grace, that God made available to heaven to us on earth through the avenue of his grace, amen? But how many of you know, because of that, you can't work your way into heaven. You can't work your way into salvation. You can't work your way into the blessing of God. You can't work your way into being a Christian. If you are a Christian tonight, it's because of what God did, not what you do. It's because God sent Jesus and made a way for you. It has nothing to do with what you could do for yourself to save yourself. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how much money you gave away. I don't care how many charities you've helped. If you ain't got Jesus, then you ain't saved. Come on, somebody. Amen. Good works don't make you a Christian. Salvation comes through Jesus, and it comes by Jesus only. But Ephesians 2:10 says this. It says, you and I are God's workmanship. Come on, everybody. You and I are God's workmanship. How many know that we have a product that's being produced in us? That's what that means. Amen? That means that we are the product of God's effort. God made an effort in the world. We are God's tapestry. We are what God presents to the world. We are the answer that God gives to the question. We are the solution to the problems of the world. If you use the Greek word there, it's translated tapestry. In other words, God uses everything in your life to weave a beautiful tapestry of His grace. How many know if you go over to the Middle East or you go over to some Asian worlds, how many know if you go buy one of those really nice Persian rugs or one of them really nice Oriental rugs, if you get a genuine handmade rug, it costs sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not like the thing you get down at Sam's hanging on the rack. Come on, amen. How many, when you go to Sam's and you see one of the nice Oriental rugs and you look at it, it's like $200. You look on the back is all flat and perfect where they glued it all together. But if you buy a real Oriental rug and you go look at the front of it, it's hand-stitched and it's beautiful. But when you flip it over, it looks like a mess. It's full of all kinds of knots and it's all jigged up. And it's because on the backside, they tie knots and they pull it through with a needle and they just tie it all up. It looks like a big old mess. That's a picture of our life in the kingdom. Because we go through a lot of hell in life and God holds us together and stitches us together. But when the world looks at us, they see a beautiful picture of God's grace. Come on, somebody. Amen. How many know it's not pleasant going through the loom? But what it produces is something beautiful. Well, touch somebody and say, you are something beautiful. He said, we are His workmanship created in Christ unto good works. So my good works don't bring me to Christ, but since I am in Christ, I've been brought to Christ so I can demonstrate who He is. And the way I demonstrate who Jesus is to the world is through my works. I didn't get saved through works, but I let everybody know who Jesus is by what I do. So when I'm kind to somebody, when I give somebody some food, when I love on somebody, when I go out of my way for somebody, those are works, but they're the result of being connected to who Jesus is. That's not what makes me saved. It's the fruit of being saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, to say in the kingdom we're saved by grace and it really doesn't matter what I do is just ignorant. Because faith without works is, let's try it again. Faith without works is, praise the Lord, amen. Pastor, you call me ignorant. I didn't come out here to be insulted. No, you're going to be all right. I'm not calling you ignorant. I'm giving you truth tonight. Faith without works is dead. You are God's workmanship unto good works. Praise the Lord. Amen. God says that you know people's faith by their works. So I can always tell how strong your faith is by how much you're being produced in your life. Somebody sitting around all the time ain't really that much strong believer. I don't care how good you sing. I mean, it's easy to live day in and day out from the sidelines. It don't take nothing to be a spectator and be a critic. I mean, most critics are in the stands, not on the field. Most critics are armchair quarterbacks. Come on now, amen. Come on, it's easy to live our life from being a spectator. We got all kinds of movies and entertainment and sports and reality TV, and we just come home from our long day and we just check out and whatever we can check into, and we begin to live whatever we see in our entertainment world. Come on, huh? We call it virtual world. I can go home on my Xbox, I can plug in, put my headphones on, and I can go into Gears of War, and I can have battles with people all over the world, all over the globe, play online in some virtual world. I can make Rambo look like a tooth fairy with the way I use a knife in that world. I can pull out a bazooka and blow up a city. I'll run and not get tired. I don't never need to eat. I don't never break out in a sweat. I can carry a 500-pound backpack and leap over a building in that world. Come on, amen. I can jump on my Xbox One and play NBA, and I can slam dunk on LeBron and make him look like a child. I mean, that ain't happening in real life. But on Xbox One, I can be a mess. Somebody ought to help me. Come on, amen. In a virtual world, I can play 50 basketball games one day, and I didn't have to take a drink of water. and run up and down the court wide open. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. I can live in the middle of a jungle for 2 weeks with no food. Kill lions with my bare hands. Swing from tree to tree. Come on, somebody. In a virtual world. How about reality television? Come on, huh? It's some of the most watched TV in the United States of America, reality TV. Because people like to live vicariously through other people's lives. Huh? Deadliest Catch. Then you're fighting in the living room over whose boat got the most crabs. Come on, I'm just being real. Come on now, amen. I mean, Deadliest Catch ain't bad, but then you got all kinds of stuff. Naked and Afraid. Who wants to watch that? Naked and Afraid. What kind of reality TV is that? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be naked. And I don't want to be afraid. I like my clothes. And I think everybody in this room appreciates them too. Praise the Lord. How about 3D movies? You put on glasses and you get right into the movie, and you got IMAX theaters and chairs that shake you and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you used to in 1977, when you went to watch Star Wars, the Force was kind of cool. You just saw it on a 2D screen. Now you go watch Star Wars and the Force is real. Got stuff flying by your head. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Watching sports, don't get me started. You know, people get up on Sunday morning, open up a can of baked beans, throw them in the oven, get the hamburger grill together, get it all together, get out on the patio, get set up in this ritual for 4 hours for game day at 1 o'clock, paint their face the color of their favorite team, put on the jersey. Come on, get in the living room, pop open some beers. They got one team on one side of the house, one team on the other, and before it's all over, somebody done hit somebody in the eye because somebody dropped a ball on TV. Let me help you. The dude on the field don't even know your name. I call that religion athletica. More people worship at the altar of athletica every Sunday than show up at church. They ain't got no problem screaming, ain't got no problem jumping up and down, ain't got no problem painting their face, ain't got no problem getting ready for their game for 4 hours before they turn the game on the TV. And if they go to the game, they open up the tailgate and cook out for 3 hours. But come Sunday in church, here we come in church 30 minutes late. He's going to preach a whole hour, I know it. I know it. Woo! Can I just help you a little bit tonight? That football player on the field might not know your name. Come on, LeBron James running down the court might never know who you are. But there's a God in heaven that's the biggest hero of your life that knows your name. You are the apple of His eye. He knows what's going on in your life. He's interested in the affairs of your life. Your concerns are His concerns. And you own His mind every day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text RADIO to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
The truth is, you can do all that stuff from the comfort of your home, sitting in a Lazy Boy playing on your Xbox, and it requires no engagement. No engagement. Just veg out. Come on, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, truth tonight. Can I give you the truth tonight? The truth is, you are the followers of Jesus Christ. You are His and His alone. You're a part of a kingdom that's greater than this life, greater than this world. Somebody shout, I'm a follower. You've been called to follow Him. And not live in a virtual world. Not live on the sidelines, spectating as life goes by, hoping and wishing for something better, and always longing for something more, but never getting it. God has called you to be a follower of Christ, to be fulfilled by His Spirit, to reach your destiny. In order to do that, how many of you got to get up and do something and follow Jesus? Touch somebody and say, get up.
Yeah.
Follow Jesus. Do something. We've not been called to live our life by somebody else's experiences. We've been called to experience life for ourselves by following Jesus. We've been called to demonstrate the power of God on a generation that needs to know who God is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is this okay? Is everybody all right? You know, when you accept the invitation to be a follower of Christ, you know what you do? You give up your options to be a spectator. If God could get frustrated, I think His frustration would be with people that decide they're going to follow Jesus but continue to be a spectator. They say, Lord, take me, use me, I'll do whatever you want. And then they sit there and don't do nothing. If God could be frustrated, I think that's what would frustrate Him. Thank God He's a merciful God and He still loves you no matter what. If I was God, you'd be in trouble. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Let me give you the definition of a follower. Can you throw that up on the screen for me, guys? The definition of a follower. One who subscribes to the teachings or the methods of another. An adherent, servant, subordinate, a fan, an enthusiast. I wonder if I got any followers in here tonight. I got four? That's it? I got any followers? Come on, somebody shout. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, Jesus didn't just call you to take a tour of the Holy Land in Orlando. Huh? He didn't just call you to sing in the choir. He called you because there's an assignment of God that's on your life. Amen. He said, no. Take up your cross and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Come, whatever it is in your life that you think you have a right to, it's time to let it go and let me have your life because I've got plans for your life. And my plans far exceed whatever you could ever dream or imagine. I made a destiny for you. Amen. Huh? He said, I'll give you a life you never thought you could have. I'll take you places you never thought you could go. I'll give you dreams and desires you never even thought possible. And then you can watch them manifest in your life if you'll pick up your cross and you'll follow me and give me your life. Come on, amen. Listen to me. As long as you're in charge of your life, you will always be on a quest for fulfillment, but you will never be satisfied. As long as you are the master of your universe is a small place. I said this Sunday, if you are the center of your own world, then you live in a very tiny world. The day you wake up and realize the world don't revolve around you, that's the day of your breakthrough. The moment Jesus becomes the center of your world, you moved into a realm of possibilities that are bigger than the scope of your comprehension.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 3-4-9-8-1. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.